your marriage, everybody else besides you wants to destroy it. You know, that's a general feeling, but most of the things we experience in life are not pro-marriage.
Yeah.
They're pro-individual.
Yeah.
So arming your marriage is very specific. So there's two things that I want to say. One is you arm it with people and godly couples around you.
Your blended family has a 100% chance of success when you do it God's way. We're Blended Kingdom Families, and we want to provide biblical resources to heal and restore families with a message of hope for the next generation.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast.
The Blended Kingdom Families Podcast.
The most beautiful co-host.
Thanks, babe.
Glowing in your sparkly shoes. If you don't know, Vanessa loves sparkly shoes. Sparkly anything.
Sparkle. Well, I mean, okay, so we're in a boy home. So like the
we're
girl.
We're in a testosterone.
A testosterone home.
I feel sorry for her sometimes. She has no, anything feminine she has, like plants and stuff.
Just but I'm not destroyed. A big pink person. Like no. I'm more of like a raspberry, like I love teal. I love all color. We know this. But my shoe collection is a little.
Well, I would just say this, and we're going to get into a topic here in a second, but she wasn't this way when I married her. So one thing that I've noticed over now almost 11 years of marriage is that you do change over time.
You do change.
You do change. I haven't changed.
Scott really hasn't. This is your go-to therapist, giddy up.
Yeah.
A lot of navy, a lot of gray, and a lot of black.
Brown, too.
Brown.
A shift. Okay. Anyway, now let's get to some juicy stuff because that's why you're here.
Well, but first.
Yes.
First, there's guys. First. Yes. We want you to subscribe to the podcast. So you guys, subscribe to our YouTube channel, listen on audio, and subscribe to any platform that you listen to, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, wherever that is. But we would love for you guys to be a part of this community. Share it with friends and family who are in blended families, or if you're a grandparent that is a part of a blended family and you have step grandchildren. You know, guys, we just want you to be a part of the community.
Well, we're going to dive into something. And again, through BKF coaching, we are getting exposed to a lot of new stories and a lot of new situations. And these are things that are not necessarily brand new things happening, but they're top of our mind. So we want to talk about them. What we're going to talk about today is when your ex-spouse is actively trying to sabotage your marriage.
Yes. And this happens a lot. We've really, since the launch of the ministry, this has been something that a lot of people email us in about. They send us DMs about. Coaching, it has been, I mean, there's almost a form of it with almost all of our clients in some way. And so it's really, you know, an interesting topic, and I think one that needs to be discussed because so many people sit in silence with it, and it's so heavy, and it can be the all-consuming thing in your new marriage, and it just stinks. And so, like, let's talk about it. We want to bring some tactics and things that can help you and your spouse navigate through this.
I've heard people have told us, just like, they get married, and they're like, I feel like I'm married to him and her.
Yeah.
Like I'm married to her and him. You know, it's there's, we talked about enmeshment a few weeks ago, and that enmeshment exists sometimes so enmeshed that it becomes so unhealthy.
Yeah.
But it also can become intentional enmeshment where there is an active concept of I don't want them to be happy.
Yeah. And I mean, and you typically see this a lot in if you know, your spouse and their ex have a good co-parenting relationship, but then with that enmeshment, you start to see that the ex-spouse is overly inserting themselves into your life somehow. And we, you know, typically you can see this at like sporting events with your kids, birthday parties, even doctor's appointments. Like, oh, I need you to be there with me and, you know, Sally at the doctor's appointment. You know, your presence is required there when maybe it's not. Or different situations like that. It can be that there's an influx of text messages, inappropriate text messages, showing up at your house whenever you're not there.
And walking in. We heard that story the other day. I was like, Yo,
I don't know what I would do if my former spouse walked in my house without me being there. That would not go over well. But I'm saying, you guys, is that we hear this a lot, and it's really where it's where your spouse's ex-spouse is really crossing lines and stepping over boundaries, you know, to insert themselves in your lives. And then it's causing issues between you and your spouse and in your marriage.
Yeah. And if you're experiencing this or if this is something you deal with, we want to know about it in the comments. Yeah. So if you're watching this on YouTube, add your story into the comment. We'd love to hear from you, maybe what you went through, maybe how you dealt with that. Be interactive with us in this. We would love to just kind of pick your brain and
figure out what's going on. Yeah, any encouragement that you have for, you know, if you've dealt with this and you've been able to overcome it, like, how did you do that? You know, I think one thing is that what I hear from a lot of the spouses, so it's the new spouse who is dealing with their spouse and their ex-spouse, mm-hmm. they feel almost stupid or feel like they're overreacting. Mm-hmm. And they kind of sit in this alone. It's like, hey, I've brought this to my spouse's attention that mm-hmm. there is an enmeshment going on here, that I feel like they are trying to break us up. And maybe the other spouse doesn't see it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sometimes it's done very quietly. And sometimes it's done, and we see this, like, where, you know, one of the things that we'd like to encourage, especially new marriages, is like, we want you guys on a group text message. We don't want private mm-hmm. communication going on. And a lot of times that old spouse is like, no, I don't respect them. Mm-hmm. I don't acknowledge them. Mm-hmm. They're you may be married to them, but I'm not acknowledging them. And it just makes them feel, the new spouse, very small and insignificant. Mm-hmm. And then it does. It just starts reveling into problems in their marriage. And you look at this and you go, okay, well, is the ex-spouse, what are they supposed to do?
Right.
Well, I can understand a little bit of hesitation or maybe a little bit of like, but you're supposed to at least respect the wishes of your ex-spouse. I mean, just saying, hey, I'm married now and this is the way we're going to do this. And holding those bounds and setting boundaries is very important in not allowing sabotage.
Yeah. And you guys, you know, your ex-spouse may not respect you. I mean, that's a big thing with co-parents and ex-spouses. It's like, I don't have to show them respect. A lot of people, we've heard that a lot, and I've seen that a lot on even posts that we've put out. People are like, I don't have to respect them, you know? And again, we can't control and say what other people do. We can only control and say what we do. Mm-hmm. But I want to speak to, if you and your spouse are struggling with this right now, and you're dealing with your spouse's ex-spouse that's trying to actively sabotage your marriage, you know, if you and your current spouse can't come eye to eye on this, or maybe they're not seeing what's going on, or, you know, they're downplaying the situation, but it is really affecting you, your heart, your mental mm-hmm. health, and your marriage, you know, I would highly consider seeking, and we talk about this all the time, but, you know, wise counsel, godly counsel, if your spouse won't go with you, go do this for yourself. Seek wisdom and seek tools on how to navigate this. Spiritually, be in prayer, be in community, be with other like-minded individuals. Maybe it's a pastoral counselor at your church. Mm. Maybe it's a group leader that you can have a safe place to go to and say, hey, I'm really struggling in this. My spouse and I are not getting along. I feel like my marriage is getting torn apart. What is it that I do? And then also, you know, go to your spouse, sit down and try to have a conversation that's where it's not all defensive, but where you're communicating in a healthy and an effective way that says, hey, this is what I am seeing and experiencing. Mm-hmm. When your ex-spouse says and does this, this is how it makes me feel. Mm-hmm. And start from a place of just having that conversation, taking the step to have that conversation. Dependent upon what your spouse says, then you can go from there. If your spouse is like, you know what, you're right, I'm so sorry, you know, then you guys can come together and set up some boundaries for what that looks like for the ex-spouse who is actively trying to sabotage the relationship.
Well, I think it does come to boundaries. It comes to boundaries, and it also, you know, it's about understanding that, you know, we're once a very close, intimate relationship was then broken, and now a new one was established. There has to be boundaries in there that says this is the way that we operate. The other thing that I want to bring up, and this is the part where guilt sets in. I think a lot of people, you know, when he talks about the sabotage, a lot of times sabotage is done very directly, and it's done in the sense of saying, I know things about you, and I'm going to tell them because I'm going to assume that when you got remarried or you did this, you probably didn't tell them all your baggage.
Yeah.
You just didn't tell them. They didn't tell them all that stuff.
Yeah.
And And in part ways, they may be right. They maybe say, you know what? I didn't. Yeah. I didn't bring that up on our first date. I didn't tell, you know, this story or that story. So part of the boundaries is not necessarily just boundaries you can create with your ex-spouse. A lot of boundaries exist inside your own marriage to say, listen, let's put a wall around us and let's have self-disclosure. Because I don't want to have secrets. Yeah. I don't want anybody to have a weapon against me when this is my marriage and this is our covenant marriage and I'm going to have full exposure. So a lot of the ways you can prevent this is by just coming clean and saying, hey, this is everything that's going on.
Yeah.
And not giving people weapons against you that ultimately, I mean, that's the power. And we talked about narcissism last week, and this is really just kind of a subset of narcissistic personality. It's this, this desire to hurt or this desire to alienate. But a part of your weapon is to say there are no secrets.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't hurt me because the person who's intimately accepted me knows everything.
You know, and if you don't, you guys, say your ex, like you said, brought up something that you guys haven't discussed, and maybe it was something that you forgot about. Maybe you were like, you know what? I did this stupid thing 10 years ago, and they're bringing it up. Be like, hey, be like, yes, this is what happened. Being open and honest and vulnerable with your spouse about what that happened. But if you're the other spouse, understand too, you guys, this was something that occurred before your marriage, 100%. When they were a different person. And so as you've grown in your faith, you know, you're a new creation in your marriage. This is a new marriage. So don't let anything that's being said negatively or that something is in your past, don't allow that to be brought in and hinder your thoughts or your heart for who your spouse is.
Well, I think that's, you know, it's a great, great point. And, you know, Vanessa and I got married. I was 35?
No, you were 37.
How old am I now?
Seven. You were 37 when we got married.
Anyway.
You're 47.
So let's just say I lived life before her and she lived life before me. And that was one of the things that I think we accepted really quickly is like, listen, what our past is gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. I'm not going to use it against you. You're not going to use it against me. We self-disclosed and said, from here forward, this is who we are.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, if we're talking about ways to insulate your marriage, that's a big part of that. The enemy will use, and the enemy can be whoever you're assigning to this, but the enemy will use every trick that you've done in your past, every mistake, every misstep, every text message. You know, we live in this digital age where everything's recorded.
Yeah.
He was everything against you. So when you get married, you've got to, at some point, just say, the slate is clean. Mm-hmm. We are writing a new story. And no weapon of our past is going to come against us.
Right. And the true enemy, Satan, you know, he will allow, so say those things get brought up. He will allow then those things, oh my gosh, you know what? I messed up so bad. Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe you've accepted forgiveness. You've forgiven yourself or you've forgiven someone who hurt you and just kind of bring back those things, you know, to tell you, oh, I'm not worthy. Oh, I'm such a horrible person and things like that. So don't allow the enemy to then recirculate those things back in your mind or in your heart. You know, if you've done, we've all done things in the past, right? And as we seek repentance and ask for forgiveness, we can be cleansed from all of our unrighteousness, where it talks about that in 1 John. And so don't let him continue to bring that up and bring that up and bring that up. Yeah. And, you know, you may have an ex-spouse that continues to do that. And so I love that you're talking about arming your marriage, because I know for us, there were things that came up and I was like, oh, wow, okay. But I had security in our marriage, and I loved you, and I trusted you. And so those weren't things that I allowed to affect my outlook or my heart or my view of who you were and who and what our marriage was.
Well, who will we come together?
Yeah.
You know, that's the beautiful part about marriage is you won't stay the same. You start at a point, and then you start building, and you start evolving, and you start growing, and you start changing in ways that you're changing together.
Yeah.
So to kind of round this back to the topic, arming your marriage is very important. And I'm glad you brought up counseling, but I want to reiterate two points. Number one is you have to arm your marriage. We talk about this. We talked about it in our book, and I'll say it very clearly. Your marriage is, everybody else besides you wants to destroy it.
Yeah.
You know, that's a general feeling, but most of the things we experience in life are not pro-marriage.
Yeah.
They're pro-individual.
Yeah.
So arming your marriage is very specific. So there's two things that I want to say. One is you arm it with people and godly couples around you. Mm-hmm. That is so important. And I think we have seen personally just the amount of blessing that is, especially over the last 3 or 4 years, is you find couple friends who love the Lord, who love your spouse, who are for your spouse, who love marriage, and who love your and honor your marriage. Mm-hmm. And find those people and make them your crew.
Yeah.
The second part of that is we put boundaries around our marriage and put very specific rules around our marriage. And this is how we protected it. We just said, hey, there are things that we're not going to allow into our marriage.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, we weren't going to, you know, we were going to have full transparency with our technology. No password secrets. Mm-hmm. We were going to, if she wanted to look at my phone, I want to look at her. No big deal.
Yeah.
We weren't going to have text messages with the opposite sex that we weren't included on. We weren't going to have, you know, inappropriate meetings, one-on-one meetings with the opposite sex unless somebody was in there.
Yeah.
We didn't drive in a car. We didn't eat dinner with somebody of the opposite sex. We didn't have a meal.
Yeah.
Some people say, well, that's overstretching and you're controlling. I will say, good, because I am also fighting a real enemy who wants to destroy my marriage, and I'm not going to let anything in the middle of that.
Yeah.
So anybody else who cares about or has a criticism of those rules, I don't care.
Well, and I think another way, you know, and go back to the armor of God in Ephesians, where it talks about the, you know, all the armor. And so every day we want to, you know, we want to be in the Word. We want to be reading what He is telling us to do, how we can armor ourselves, you know, and be in prayer with your spouse. I think that's the number one thing that we talk about a lot with our coaching is have an active prayer life yourself, but also with your spouse, where you can bring these things that you're experiencing to the Lord. Because we don't just fight a physical battle here on earth. We also fight a very real and spiritual battle.
Let me ask you a different question. I think this applies a lot where, and maybe not as much with men as it does with women. Because I think if you looked at a marriage and you said, hey, we've got a new, like a stepmom coming into the picture. And I know women, they want to feel accepted. They want to feel valued in that role. And sometimes the biological mother is not only sabotaging your marriage, but also planting seeds within you.
Yeah.
So what would you, how would you encourage women, moms, stepmoms that are in this role to say, I know you want to feel so valued and you want to feel so validated and you want to feel so loved.
Yeah.
And that is a great thing, but you can't do it blindly and try to create relationships with maybe that the biological mother that are unhealthy. What would you encourage women in those senses?
You know, I would just say, again, I think you've got to be in prayer and you've got to have spiritual discernment on this. So I always go back to asking God, like, Lord, what does this look like? Like, how would you have me approach them? Like, what should I say? I think, you know, starting off with anything with just a conversation of like, hey, this is my desire as, and I'm not a step parent. So, but this is just my encouragement that I would give is that, you know, I desire to have a healthy and amicable relationship with you for the betterment of all of our children. And, you know, you can start from a place of just love and peace and unity. Now, if the bio parent or the bio mom is not open to having that, you know, the best thing that we can do is we can love and support our spouse and we can love and support our bonus kids to the best of our ability. Again, I go back, what does the Bible call me to do as an individual? What am I supposed to do as a parent? And, you know, you and your spouse coming together, also talking about boundaries, especially when you're beginning to blend. You know, we talk a lot about the step parents kind of taking a step back while you're forming that relationship and that bond with your bonus kids, you know, and establishing that foundation of trust, continuing to let the biological parent lead and really support you and your role as you also support them. But, you know, again, it's having these conversations with your spouse of like, hey, what does my role look like? This is what I desire. In the beginning, maybe we should try X. Like as that foundation of trust is built and the kids get older and we're growing in our relationship, this is what it can look like.
Yeah.
You know,
doesn't need to look like BFFs from day one and
yeah, and
this this wall of like,
and you may not be, you know, I remember, you know, you went to our oldest son, you went to his dad and said, hey, like my role as a step parent is I just want to support Vanessa and I want to be a great step parent to Michael, you know? Yeah. And so, maybe you start there because
but,
I think
but
a
I'll
lot
tell you
of
what it wasn't like, let's be friends. It was, this is my role.
Yeah.
I want to have respect. I want to have boundaries. It wasn't, let's be BFFs and have, you know, inappropriate conversations and things like that.
Well, and they may not have to be inappropriate. Yeah. You know, there are a lot of people who are co-parents. They're really good friends and they do it well. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
Not everybody can do that. So if you want to be friends and they want to be friends.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what works for you guys, again, there can be some crossing over. So I mean, you just got to, what is healthy and what is not, you know, use your discernment and ask the Holy Spirit. Mm. But you know, you guys, to round this out, you know, we know that there's a lot of people who are dealing with, you know, you're suffering in your marriage because you feel like the ex-spouse or the former spouse has been trying to sabotage it. So again, want to go back to get in community, reach out. If you're needing coaching, if you're just needing some tools and support, Blended Kingdom Families, we have that here for you. We would love to jump on a free consultation call and talk with you through that and get you connected to one of our coaches. You know, but also first try talking to your spouse and you guys coming up with a plan, setting some boundaries, and then, you know, speaking to the former spouse about like, hey, these things aren't acceptable and this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, I was reminded of that story you said where the ex-spouse came over and just kind of walked in the house.
You said it, not me.
Well, boundaries are important. Healthy relationships are vital in your blended family and the success of your blended family. So our hope is that this has enlightened you at least to open a conversation and to have that conversation with your spouse and to say, hey, I believe that we have something going on here that we need to address.
Yeah.
And help is available for you. So guys, hope you've enjoyed it. Again, if you haven't already, comment on this YouTube video. We'd love to hear your stories. We'd love to learn about you and we'd love to pray for you or allow other people to pray for you or what solutions you implemented. This is a great time to give feedback. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to subscribe. You'll be notified every single week when we drop a new podcast.
Yep.
And then you can join us next week. I'll be with the better looking of my half and we'll have a great time.
Yes.
So, you guys take care.
All right. Be blessed in all that you do.
Hey friends, so glad you were here with us today and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Join us again next time as we talk about more blended family topics. Be blessed in all that you do and remember, nothing will be impossible with God.